Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, Oklahoma City against whatever.
Whoever ends up.
Whoever emerges from that one. We'll talk more NBA with Chris Harrington when we return. And then in the second hour, we're going to talk a little sports writing with Dr. Aram Gadzouzian from the University of Memphis. We will both be at Novel Bookstore tonight at 6 o'clock if you want to join us for more conversation. If you're selling your house, I recommend you get in touch with Josh Hysaw. Phone number is 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147. You meet with Josh, you'll see why. Just go ahead. Ask to meet with Josh if you're selling your house, and you will see why. He knows what he is doing. He knows the market. He knows how to get buyers. The new website, in fact, is joshhasthebuyers.com. Flexible freeze, no upfront cost, let you out of your contract at any time, risk-free. Josh Hysaw, joshhasthebuyers.com or 901-461-8147. You don't have to take my word for it. He has more than 300 five-star Google reviews. It's Josh Hysaw, joshhasthebuyers.com. Chris Harrington, when we return, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gabe Kuhn Show afternoons.
Football and hoops. I mean, he is the tallest man in Memphis radio.
Grizzlies, Tigers, college and NFL football. There's only one, 92.9.
Nobody knows football like Gabe. It's the Gabe Show on 92.9.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show.
Hey, hey, Mid-South. Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We got it with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE75620, 20 MSRP 22320, EV6 P560-3393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And get free Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hey, sports fans, this is Jay Gaddis from James Gaddis Jewelers. Mother's Day is almost here, and what better way to celebrate mom than showering her with beautiful jewelry she deserves from James Gaddis Jewelers. Diamonds and pearls, gold and silver. We have a stunning selection of fashion jewelry from designers like Tracy Arrington, Michu, and Ronaldo bracelets to fit any budget and any occasion. Show mom how special she is this year with precious jewelry she will enjoy forever. Located at 4900 Poplar Avenue in East Memphis, James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
Dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you call them, everyone loves home runs. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, you can love them even more. That's right, Dinger Tuesdays are back for another season on America's number one sports book. Just bet on any player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game, as if you needed another reason to love the long ball. Visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That's G-A-B-E-K. To get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. That's FanDuel.com/GABEK. Again, G-A-B-E-K. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire just 7 days after receipt. Max bonus, $25 per game. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you have a gambling problem, make sure that you call the Tennessee Red Line. They are at 1-800-889-9789.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio. But where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
Hiller's Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Hiller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyhiller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. For over 35 years, we've grown by offering our clients more. More offices, more lawyers, and recovering more than $20 billion. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan. Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6P560-33-93, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/2024. Dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend? Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hijack it.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, hijack it, expert jacket. Custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue stimulated in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm up there, my head can stretch and touch the moon. Bust a hard ride on Lexington. My shopping gives a message. My vocals, I pass them off to messengers. The American dream like Heems. Words slide on the Bruckner breeze on the Queens. Woman can't wait. weight in their tight jeans. Most rappers, I pull them up like shirt sleeves. That's just me.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's a song called Obi Toppin by the rappers Full Keith and Eames. Obi Toppin had a pretty good game yesterday for the Pacers. Plays for the Pacers now. That's a Knicks-centric song, though. Includes the lyric, "She's on point like Brunson."
I understand you took in a soccer match over the weekend?
Most of one, part of one, yeah. I'm up in the Twin Cities, up in St. Paul, doing some preliminary house stuff before we move. And they were having an alumni event at the Loons game, the Minnesota United game for the college my wife works for. So we took that in. It was a good time.
The Loons are the MLS team. Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
And so how many people show up at a Loons game? And is it its own Loons stadium? Is it its own Loons-centric? They have their own stadium?
Yeah. I mean, it was packed. I mean, it was pretty much full. And I talked to a college friend of mine lives in Duluth, and they have season tickets. And they come down for most of the games. He's like a soccer referee. And he said it's always like that. And apparently, the tickets are sort of hard to get. I mean, the seats we had were like a group ticket thing that they do different, organizations every game. But just individual tickets, I think it's mostly sold. And it's their own stadium. And it's not only their own stadium, it's like privately built stadium.
Really?
Like they got property tax breaks. Otherwise, it's privately built. And what's cool about it is that it's the only... The Twin Cities has every franchise and all the sports, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's the only one that's not in one of the downtowns. And so it feels like a real neighborhood team. And the way they built it, there's no parking garages anywhere. There's some surface parking right around, but mostly it's just people park in the neighborhoods or walk from home.
Where is it?
It's in the Midway neighborhood of St. Paul, which, as the name would suggest, is sort of midway between the two downtowns.
I see.
And so it's like, we didn't walk. If the weather was nice, we could walk there from our house. It'd be like a 30-minute walk. But, it was sort of cool because people were just walking into the stadium from all four directions, like out of neighborhoods.
Yeah, so you got cool. So you've got there, you've got NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, women's basketball, MLS soccer, plus college sports is a big two, right? You got the U.
I almost feel like the college hockey feels like
college hockey
than anything else.
Right.
My sense has always been, and maybe it's just who I know and who I don't know, and that's probably most of it. But I don't know if I've ever met anyone who cares about University of Minnesota sports. I'm sure tons of people do, just not people I've ever interacted with.
Right. All right. And plus, the Loons is a great name. Let's be honest. Loons is a tremendous.
They wear hats like Loon hats.
They do not.
And not everybody, but some people do, and it really reminded me. I felt a connection to that because it's very similar to the Arkansas Razorback hat. So I don't know what the whooping suey is of a loon.
The call of the loon is a magnificent call. It's a magnificent call. All right, so we had NBA action. We just were talking to Dan Devine about it. It does seem to me that, first of all, now that you're up in Minnesota, you're bringing good things. It is the first four-game sweep, in a seven-game series by any Minnesota team ever.
Right.
So,
it's only the second time the Wolves have ever won a playoff series.
And
third time, but only second year they've ever won a playoff series.
Last time was 2004?
They went to the conference finals with Garnett, Sam Cassell, and Latrell Sprewell. But that was the only season they'd ever advanced out of the first round until this season.
All right. So and it's one of these, when you have this kind of a sweep, particularly from a young team that's mantling an older team, they're both fascinating. The young team, the arrival of the young team and the superstar, and the tire fire of the old team. What has gone right for Minnesota besides everything?
Yeah, the thing about Minnesota, it's not only a young team, it's a new team. Edwards and McDaniels are young, and Towns is sort of prime, and Conley is at the tail end, and Gobert is sort of slightly post-prime maybe. So you have all these players at sort of different points in their career. It's a new assemblage, and they have a superstar. Their best player is a young star arriving. That's certainly true. it'll be interesting to see how much it holds up for multiple seasons. But, like, right now is right now. And they're really good. And they played great in the first round. They're probably the team of the first round. And they have some interesting matchup stuff for Denver in the second round, presuming they get there, which, you know, Denver, I assume, will. Like, they can really match the size, not only in the interior, but on the perimeter. So that's a really interesting series. Minnesota's had the best defense in the league, and now they got to do to take over games. And so, you know, I certainly favor Denver to come out of the West, but all bets are off. You know, all things are possible.
And then from the Sun side, it's a disaster.
It's new owner syndrome. He just, like, they did have to tweak what they had. Remember that team that made the finals
right.
a few years
in 21. In 21, they were up 2-0 in the finals to the Bucks. Right, yeah.
Now, that team was not going to be totally sustainable because Chris Paul was turning the corner. DeAndre Ayton, who knows, maybe things had gone better for him if he'd stayed in Phoenix.
Right.
Because he was not terrible for them in that series. Like, he was pretty good in that series, but he's taking a bad turn. Paul's taking an expected bad turn. But, like, Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, and then, like, you know, what do you get for trading those guys if you're trying to do something different? If you're not trying to, you know, you'd have to trade for Bradley Beal. They could have traded Chris Paul for some other kind of return and had a different kind of team. I think the going after the Durant thing was sort of understandable but risky. But the real mistake was compounding that with the Bradley Beal trade. That's probably the worst contract in the league. At this point, he is just a guy. It's a name brand, but he's just a guy. There's not that much difference between Bradley Beal and Grayson Allen, you know?
Right.
He's a small scoring guard who can shoot and doesn't defend much. And, like, you know, you already had Grayson Allen and Eric Gordon at home. And that was a big mistake. And now they're locked into the worst contract in the league, and there's no good way out of it. Good news for the Grizzlies is they purchased some stock in Phoenix blowing up with multiple, like, draft swap stuff going for them.
Did they have draft swap stuff? That's right, multiple draft swap stuff going forward.
Yeah, involving Phoenix, involving other teams too. But the real bet was on Phoenix, and so that sounds like a good bet right now.
Yeah, Bradley Beal was epically bad yesterday, just atrocious. And they really have no point guard. Like, the offense doesn't make sense. And I don't know if you saw Shams as a piece up in The Athletic about, you know, everything that's gone wrong. Durant is not happy with the offense. They're sniping at each other. They're laughing at Frank Vogel, who they just, by the way, paid 5 years, $31 million. I don't really know that they have much choice but to just run it back and hope. Listen, if we have Bradley Beal, you know, we'll have better chemistry if we play together, like, more. Like, what?
You know, it's not this simple. It's facile because this is a series they just played. But on some level, like, one team went out and got Mike Conley and one other team went out and got Bradley Beal. And one team went out and played fantasy basketball. The other team went out and played real basketball. And real basketball won. You know, thinking about how players really fit together on the floor. I don't know. I don't know what they do. Beal has deeply negative trade value.
Right.
Booker has tons and tons of trade value.
But then so
it up and go deep until, you know, you could, you know, deal Devin Booker for 7 draft picks going forward and go through the wilderness for a couple years. But if you want to try to turn it around quick, all you can do is try to deal Durant, I guess, and put a different team around Booker. I really don't know what you do.
The second apron next year is at 189.5, and their 5 starters make 184. They have the third largest payroll in the league. They paid $260 million this year in salaries. So you hate to see it. And this is for Kevin Durant now, his second super team that has absolutely been a flop.
Yeah, you wonder if he is a guy. I'll say this for Durant. Durant loves playing basketball.
Right.
He just loves hooping. Maybe he is the guy who would be, after all these failures and all this stuff, can he have a last chapter in his career that's like being supersized in more ways than one Vince Carter, where he's willing to go and be the fourth dude on a team?
Right.
You know, when he's 37 or whatever. Like, I don't rule that out for him, if he just wants to play basketball and win, but it's got to change. It can't be, like, all about him anymore.
Well, and of course, that was the problem, is that he wanted to partly do this. He leaves Golden State because he doesn't feel like he's getting, who knows why exactly, but one of the theories is he doesn't feel like he's getting enough credit because it wasn't, quote-unquote, his team. And so now there are two teams that have been, quote-unquote, his teams,
and have both blown up. I still think he's capable. Is he capable of being the best player on a championship? He did average. He just averaged 27 points a game.
He's capable, yeah, if he's got a sidekick who's not that far away, you know, right. from him. You know, I think it's got to be a which sort of was.
He does have a Devin Booker. Right, exactly.
Let me put it this way. I think a team with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant as the two best players
can win a title.
Could have competed for a title with a different group of players around them. But still with those two guys, it's the top two guys. I do think that's possible.
So it is funny. I was reflecting. I mean, we talked about injuries. And so now you've got Lillard out, Giannis out, Kawhi out, Jimmy Butler out, Zion out, Julian Randle out if you want to count him. And then you've got Joel Embiid limping around and Luka struggling with injuries. It was funny. I don't really remember that back in the day that injuries – I mean, it is true that Magic Johnson started Game 7 because of an injury, right? So it's like
– right.
But it doesn't feel like things were once decided back when the Bulls and Pistons were going at it and Cavs or the Celtics and Sixers and Lakers were going. It doesn't feel like injuries were determining things the way they are now. Is that?
Yeah, the Kareem thing is the classic example, the counter right. example of that. I mean, Larry Bird's career ended early.
That's
and he was
true.
Like laying on the sidelines in a brace or whatever, but he was still playing. And like Isaiah Thomas famously like scored 20-something points in a quarter on one ankle, you know. Maybe you just remember
Jordan's sick game. Jordan's sick game. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan missed the whole season, the injury early in his career, but during the run, during their title runs, he did not. He was always there. That's been the thing with Denver. Like Denver had their top six players healthy for every single playoff game last season, and so far their starting lineup fully healthy, and like that. You know, and if you go back and look at that Golden State team that sort of squeaked through that beat the Grizzlies, like everybody was healthy. And so that is the separator. You have to be good enough to get into that tier. So once right. you're there, like who stays healthy tends to be the separator.
Let's see. Oh, let's do the Clippers and Mavs yesterday. What do you take away from that one?
You know, it feels like that could be a seven-game series. It could sort of go either way. I still favor the Mavs in that. But you got shot makers on both teams, multiple shot makers on both teams, and like who gets hot, who doesn't. I think that's as close to a coin flipping series as we have probably.
Who is a better? Which is more entertaining? Who do you want to play Oklahoma City?
I kind of like the upside of the Mavs more at this point, just because of
right.
the Kawhi stuff. So I think I'd rather see the Mavs in the second round. Plus Luka, there's just more upside with Luka.
Well, that's the thing.
Now and going forward.
It hasn't been actually, there's been certainly entertaining playoffs. Like the Timberwolves stuff has been fun. And the Knicks series has been fun. But it does feel like in the West, you could have a terrific next round. I mean, Mavs, OKC, and Minnesota, Denver, both would be tremendous, right? I mean, they have the potential to be.
Yeah, I mean, OKC looks really good, but they haven't really been tested. Like, they got an easy draw, you know, in New Orleans without Zion. So I don't know if I'm all the way in on believing in them as a playoff
right.
team. They look great so far, but they haven't really gotten a test yet. We'll see if they get one in the second round.
Knicks could have a entertaining draw if they can finish off the Sixers and then the Pacers finish off.
We could relive the Spike Lee Reggie Miller era. There'll be lots of video packages about that.
There will be lots of video packages about that. Knicks Sixers, what do you make of that one?
I just think the Sixers are too too banged up. They're too limited right now. They're not their best version of themselves. And then you let that one slip away, which
right.
is just brutal, you know.
You really let two slip away, as you pointed out. They could have been up 2-0 from the
yeah. But the one
yes.
that like everyone they thought
disaster.
The game was over, you
right.
know. That was a disaster. And I just don't. Now you're down 3-1, and like, is it possible? It's possible, but you're going back to New York, and this New York team's really scrappy and playing well. And I just think, just another year with Philly, couldn't quite put it together.
You are not particularly persuaded by the Knicks, however.
Oh, I think. Well, I think they've got a great draw. They get
they've
the Philly team banged up, and then they get Indiana. I don't assume Indiana's winning that series, but given the injury problems, it seems like that's likely at this point. And I would favor the Knicks pretty strongly over the Pacers, even though I'm not super high on the Knicks.
And then the other thing is that we talk about the injury theme. The other theme is really sort of when you mentioned this last week, is passing of the torch.
With Steph, LeBron, now KD. Of course, who are they passing it to? They're passing it to Oklahoma City. They're passing it to Anthony Edwards very clearly. Like, who is they're passing for the Celtics?
Jokic has it. Like, Jokic and the Celtics are the right now.
Right, they have the torch.
And then Edwards and it's really Edwards. It's Edwards and Oklahoma City. It's Andy right. Edwards and Oklahoma City are knocking on the door. And from the Grizzlies' perspective, I'll write this week. It's one of the things where I sort of said this last week, and now it's crystal clear that that's the story of the playoffs. So right. I'll write it after it's already been said by everybody. But this is a generational shift in the NBA, and the Grizzlies are stuck home watching it. But they can still jump back in and be a part of it next season, and that's sort of what it has to be about.
Well, and
they should be there with OKC and Anthony Edwards.
Right, that's the thing, is that you pass the torch to multiple people have had
that's
the
right.
torch. And so, and if you're just saying Anthony Edwards, that's not enough, right? You need Anthony Edwards, and then you need Oklahoma City, and then you need the Grizzlies, or some, yeah. I guess it could have been Zion and the Pelicans, too, although you've never been particularly persuaded by them. Thanks, Chris. Right. Enjoy the Twin Cities.
Thanks.
Yep. Chris Harrington. Up there in Minnesota. Can you imagine having here we are. We are tightly focused on the Grizzlies. And then honestly, when it's bad, you know, as it has been this year, you're like, what the hell? You know? Can you imagine having all four sports, plus people care about the MLS team,
sure.
right? Plus people care about the WNBA team, plus and then you know what it does with college sports? It puts it in the place where it should be. You know what I mean? Like the University of Minnesota is people care if they went to the University of Minnesota or if they particularly care about the University of Minnesota. College hockey is fun to go to,
sure.
et cetera. Obviously, the South is different because college sports has always been, it was pro sports. It's all there was once upon a time. So Ole Miss and Alabama.
Right. There just wasn't the history of professional sports in the South.
Right. It is certainly true up there that their cup runneth over, though.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And we need the Grizzlies to be good. That's the other thing. We need the damn Grizzlies.
Yeah, but then you could also be a city though, like Chicago, where it's like, okay, yeah, you've got Caleb Williams and you're excited, but it's like,
So the Blackhawks stink, but they've got the franchise player.
Yep.
The White Sox are truly abysmal.
Legendarily
worst team ever. Like
correct.
Like Mets, 62 Mets, abysmal. Right,
worse than probably even Oakland was last year. The Bulls are like the quintessential
mid,
like the worst spot to be in.
Who else? Who are we missing?
So then you've also got they have the Chicago Fire. That's
Cubs.
Their MLS, and then the Cubs are kind of like, eh.
Cubs are eh. Funny little games.
Yeah, I mean, but,
right. They're an institution, but they're kind of eh.
Right.
Not a lot going on there. With both the NHL team and the
NFL team.
NFL team have hope.
Correct, because you have the
generation. There's not a lot going on there
right.
in Chicago right now. That is absolutely true. We're going to talk to Dr. Aram Gadzouzian from the University of Memphis next. I'll be with him at Novel tonight at 6 o'clock. He's edited a book, a columnist, Stan Isaacs. The people who come up in this book is just unbelievable. Jim Brown, the Beatles make an appearance in the book. Stan Isaacs was in the room when the Beatles met. He was then Cassius Clay. Stan Isaacs was in the room when the Beatles met Cassius Clay, later Muhammad Ali. Jim Brown, the 72 Olympics. And so we're going to talk to him about sports writing and about the way that sports writing and the world of sports, honestly, reflects society and is a place where you saw this in the case of Jackie Robinson. It's where cultural issues get played out and political and issues get played out. We saw that in Muhammad Ali refusing to go to Vietnam, right? We've seen it in the Black Power salutes of the 68 Olympics. Stan Isaacs was there for all of it. And Dr. Gadzouzian writes about this and thinks about this stuff all the time. So we'll talk to him coming up next. Before then, I will tell you, my God, it was beautiful over the weekend. Absolutely beautiful over the weekend. And a reminder
to get to O'Call. You walk on in, they got swimwear to the left, absolutely spectacular swimwear. They've got shirts from Cricket and Peter Millar and Faraday and Johnny O. They've got a Billy Reid shop in there. They've got the Cricket shirts are sort of lighter in mood. They've got a pickleball shirt in there, which is just great fun. There is a reason that O'Call has been around for six generations. And that reason is they're spectacular at what they do. They're one of, they're a store on, a lot of cities don't have stores like O'Call. The clothes are beautiful and the secret sauce of the people. Absolutely. It's not just that they're knowledgeable and that they've been there for years and that they're incredibly helpful. They go above and beyond. They have the people who do the alterations right there on site. So if you are getting ready for spring and summer, whatever you have coming up, whether it's trips, weddings, backyard barbecues, graduations, head on in and spruce up your spring and summer wardrobe at O'Call. When we come back, Dr. Aram Gadzouzian will join us. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tennessee Athletics' Big Orange Caravan hits the road in the Volunteer State. Headlined by Director of Athletics Danny White, head coaches Josh Heupel and Rick Barnes, as well as new head coach of Lady Ball Basketball, Kim Caldwell. Tickets are $20 plus tax and include light food options. Enjoy a meet and greet with the headliners followed by an entertaining program. Get your tickets at allvols.com to join us in Memphis at the Botanical Gardens on May 2nd.
The Vols Caravan with 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-337-4168. 800-337-4168.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
Tired. Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
DQ presents... How to officially start your summer. Step one, head to the perfect spot to kick off the season, DQ. Step two, try the new Summer Blizzard menu. I mean, summer is right there in the name. And step three, dig into flavors like new peanut butter cookie dough party, new picnic peach cobbler, and more. Because with treats like these, every bite feels like you're starting summer off right. But don't wait. These flavors are only around as long as summer is. Make the season official with the new Summer Blizzard menu, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
South. Discover your new ride at Gossett Kia on the Pike. You want it? We Gossett with 2024 Kia Forte LXS. 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, 30. $34.99 due at signing. How about 2023 Kia EV6 Wind? Rear-wheel drive, $249 a month. Plus, Gossett Kia's got 2024 Telluride LX front-wheel drive, $369 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And you'll always find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So stop what you're doing and call Bobby J, because he's ready to put you in a new Kia today. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition, P30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte, RE75621, 20 MSRP, 22320, EV6, P56033, 93 MSRP, 50,200, Telluride, RG5, 1,041, MSRP, 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024.
Hi, this is Kathy Thurman Edwards, the State Farm agent on Brookhaven Circle. My team and I know how best to bundle your home and auto, your renters and auto. Call your 901 insurance agent, 767-7744. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
Summertime is almost here. No matter what your plans are for the season, Family Dollar's got mealtime covered. Pick from a selection of your favorite or try something new. See how you can save even more with smart coupons. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Let's make this a Mother's Day she will remember with Massage Envy. Let's give her time for her this year with a customized facial or relieve some of her tension and stress with a massage. At Massage Envy, we want to make a big deal out of her time with us. Customizable packages in Collierville at Carriage Crossing, the Germantown Collection at Poplar and Exeter, in Midtown on Union Avenue, and on Germantown Parkway in Cordova. Or call 901-221-1241 today. Relax. It's Massage Envy Spa.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Dr. Aram Gadzouzian from the University of Memphis. He's a history professor at the University of Memphis, and he has edited a new memoir. It is by Stan Isaacs, who was a legendary columnist at Newsday, just outside of New York, in the, I guess, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, really 90s, straight through. It's called Out of Left Field, A Sports Writer's Last Word, and Dr. Gadzouzian and I will be appearing together at Novel tonight at 6 o'clock to talk about this book, but also sports writing generally. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
So it is amazing. So I was reading the book over the weekend, and the people who come up in this collection of stories from Stan Isaacs is... it's just incredible. It's the Beatles, and it's Cassius Clay, and it's Richard Nixon, and it's Olga Corbett, and who's else there? Arthur Ashe, and Mickey Mantle, and Muhammad Ali, and Paul Simon, and Woody Allen. Like, it is an astonishing array. And I guess this gets to your point about sports, a larger point about sports, politics, and culture in America.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Stan Isaacs, the author of this memoir, you know, he wrote a column that was a 5 days a week column through most of the 1960s that touched on sports. That was a sports column that appeared in the sports section of Newsday, which was this booming paper in the 1960s as Long Island was massively expanding. And so he touches on, you know, just about every subject connected to sports you can imagine in this incredibly tumultuous decade. And because he's writing so much, and because he's one of these new generation of writers that is interested in kind of illuminating sports' larger significance and always looking for offbeat angles and has sort of a literary bent to him, you know, he touches on so many of the key figures in sports, you know, the Muhammad Ali's, the Mickey Mantles, and so on, but also all these figures who are connected to sport, you know, interesting people like Jack Kerouac and Norman Mailer, and it goes from there. You know, he's always interested in sort of the unusual angle, and that brings him, you know, all these great insights into the sports world as sports is going through these incredible transformations in the 1960s. It's becoming a, you know, a booming commercial endeavor. TV is changing the visibility of sports, and also forcing sports writers like Stan Isaacs to be more offbeat and zany and do all the things they need to do to gain attention. And of course, sports is going through the same social transformations and political transformations that the country is going through in the 60s, starting really with race, with the civil rights movement, but then women's rights, Vietnam, the counterculture, the rise of a new form of conservatism by the late 60s, sort of a populist conservatism. You know, sports is overtaken by all of these too. And Isaacs is kind of there to chronicle it all. He's like a Zelig-like figure in the sense that he connects to so much of what's going on in America through sports in this era.
How did you come to edit this memoir?
So I've been trying to write a book about sports writers and the 60s for years now. I've been researching it for quite some time, and I just started, you know, writing the early chapters now. It's been a long, slow project, but one that's really fun. But in the midst of this research, I was reading a biography of Jim Booten, who was a baseball pitcher, wrote the famous memoir Ball 4, that came out in the early 1970s. And it was a, you know, sort of a shocking memoir because it was revealing a lot of, like, what baseball players are actually like. But in the midst of this wonderful book by a writer named Mitchell Nathanson, I was searching through the notes, you know, looking for, you know, further things to read as I was doing my research, and it alluded to this unpublished memoir by Stan Isaacs. So I emailed Professor Nathanson, who I didn't know, and he was good enough to put me in touch with Ellen Isaacs, who was Stan's daughter. And she sent me the memoir, which I was just going to use for research purposes. And then as I was reading it, I was just sort of taken by the story. He had this wonderful voice. Stan died in 2013, and he never got it published in his time. And certainly it needed a lot of editing, but I thought, you know, this is a book that deserves publication. And one of my duties is I'm an editor for a series at the University of Illinois Press. It's called the Sports and Society Series. We publish a lot of academic history on sports. And I pitched to my fellow editors that this could be a good book for the series. And they were totally on board. They were very supportive. And it went from there. So then began the process of editing it and writing an introduction. And now it's seen the light of day.
And again, we'll be tonight at Novel if you want to buy a copy of the book. And I'm sure Aaron would be happy to sign it for you. And we'll be discussing this book and sports writing generally there starting at 6 o'clock this evening. So one of the things, as you mentioned, that comes up really throughout the book is the subject of race. And never more bracingly than in Chapter 10, the Alvin Dark controversy. So Alvin Dark was the manager of the San Francisco Giants. And he has a conversation with Stan Isaacs. And in this conversation, Alvin Dark says, or at least is quoted as saying, later disavows that he said it, seems like, we have trouble because we have so many Negro and Spanish-speaking players on this team. They are not able to perform up to the white player when it comes to mental alertness. Basically, and then he goes on, he says, you can't make most Negro and Spanish players have the pride in their team that you can get from white players, and they just aren't as sharp mentally. They aren't able to adjust to situations because they don't have that mental alertness. Now, this was 1961, I believe.
That was 64.
Mm-hmm. It was in 64. And it is, I mean, I'm aware, of course, that this is, you know, this was a probably not an uncommon thought to see such sort of blatant racism just put out there in a column is still stunning. This rippled for Stan Isaacs and for Alvin Dark. You've subsequently written academic papers about this. What did you make of this chapter?
All right. It's probably Stan's most famous column. This one from 1964, certainly the one that caused the most controversy. And, you know, it begins with the story of Alvin Dark, who up until that time was relatively close to Stan Isaacs. Alvin Dark had a lot of New York connections. He played for the New York Giants. And then when he became the manager of the Giants when they moved to San Francisco. And he was from Louisiana, and so, you know, he sort of brought a lot of the prejudices to bear about Jim Crow in the South into baseball. But he also was managing a team that had a high number of black and Hispanic players, and great ones. Willie Mays, Willie McCovey, Juan Marichal, Orlando Cepeda, and others. And under Alvin Dark's tenure, the team had become progressively more black and Hispanic over time. And he, you know, replacing white players with them. So he had this kind of progressive reputation within baseball. But then when Stan Isaacs sits down to talk with him in the midst of sort of a troubling season in 1964, Dark says these racist things that you alluded to. And so it's an interesting flashpoint because it says kind of two things. One is that sort of baseball and the sports press, sports journalists around that time, are really slow to condemn racism. You think of this as a sort of the high tide of the civil rights movement in 1964, so the year that the Civil Rights Act gets passed, for instance. But within sports, most of the writers defend the status quo. They defend Alvin Dark. There's a lot of columnists who turn on Stan Isaacs. They say that he probably misquoted Alvin Dark because he didn't have a tape recorder and he wasn't taking notes at the time. And they point to Alvin Dark's record for integrating his team rather than for the statements that he made. The only writers who really side with Stan Isaacs are his sort of fellow liberal young cohort that are mostly New York-based, that are known as the Chipmunks, which we can talk about. Besides that, most of the sports press sort of supports the status quo. And so nothing really happens. You know, Alvin Dark was at that point, looked like he was going to get fired in the middle of the season. He actually survives until the end of the season, doesn't get fired until the end of the season, probably because his owner didn't want to seem like he was firing him based on his racist statements. So it kind of flips the other way that you might imagine such a controversy would occur in 2024.
One of the interesting things about it is, well, first of all, I would never begin to quote someone. I would and have and do quote people without tape recording them. Mm-hmm. Although now when you have a tape recorder in your phone, it just makes sense to tape as much as possible. The mm-hmm. idea that he did it without taking notes seems irresponsible to me. Like, because this is word for word. It's quote marks right. around it, word for word. And right. and so, but you know, there were other times, this was a different era, and there were stories in there that when he was working for a much smaller paper, they would publish under, it's funny, it's a version of what we're now seeing in AI, a little bit of the controversies in Sports Illustrated. They would publish his stories under different names to make it look like they had a bigger yeah. staff than he had. He actually won an award as whatever, Joe Smith or whatever at right. one point. Mm-hmm. So maybe it was just a different era. But then even he didn't, I give him full marks for raising it, right? For not just burying these quotes. But he also then went on and wrote, more explosive comments by Dark were highlighted. He had to defend himself. He sort of lamented it. He said he had to defend himself against charges as a racist. In other words, he didn't really blast him in the column either. He just said, this is what he thinks. Isn't this interesting?
Right. So he raised it as kind of like, in his words, like a sociological issue. Like, oh, isn't this interesting? Alvin Dark is saying these things, and we should have a larger conversation about race right. and baseball. Right. Like he couldn't, like, in the way that a modern journalist would condemn him for being racist.
Right.
No one is willing to call him a racist, even though he's saying very clearly racist things. You know, and in 1964, these are racist things too, of course.
Right.
The other interesting aspect that you bring up is sort of like this. It's like a journalistic practice is sort of clashing with the times. Like going back to the 1930s, there was a columnist named Frank Graham, a New York writer who's popularized what was known as the conversation piece, basically where you just chat with people and, you know, in dugouts or in boxing rings or whatever. And then he would write the column, heavily quoting them in their voice. But Frank Graham and Red Smith and a lot of Arthur Daly, some of the well-known sports writers in the 30s, 40s, 50s, who wrote these kinds of pieces, never went, you know, they were always writing sort of pieces that would just sort of highlight the color of the scene, right? Just, oh, isn't this an interesting scene? And they were very, you know, it wasn't a hard-hitting press. They were comfortable with just sort of like recreating these words and. Because nobody got hurt. And then the 60s happens, right? And and so those journalistic practices are still in place where it was okay to quote from people just based on a conversation, but it's running up against
the
social tumult of the 60s. Yeah, so clearly like that becomes journalistic malpractice in the next generation, but people did it in the 60s.
Again, we'll be at Novel tonight if we want to hear more about of this discussion and get a copy of the book and have Aram sign it. Couple things I wanted to how I just found it fascinating. He was literally in the room when the Beatles met Muhammad Ali, who was then Cassius Clay, which is astounding. Right. The only person, it seems like, the only journalist in the room when they met. How did this come to pass?
He was part of this generation of writers, this younger group that were more interested in sort of thinking about sports as another form of culture, as another form of entertainment. And he was among the sports writers who thought of it as an interesting story, right? For the old school press, like Jimmy Cannon and Red Smith, like the Beatles were not part of the Muhammad Ali story. And for someone like Stan Isaacs, it was exactly that, right? Both of them were young and fun and interesting and provocative, and were plugging into the youth. All these things that the older generation resented. In fact, Jimmy Cannon would later blast Ali as kind of like a symptom of the Beatles era, right? They were both part of this kind of same kind of excess. So part of it is just a matter of orientation. Part of it is a matter of thinking like, this is what the story is, right? That's what brings him to this moment, right, where the Beatles are visiting his training camp in 1964, and there's the famous photo of him punching the four of them together in a punch.
Yeah. It's remarkable. Well, and then you had this whether journalists were going to use the name Muhammad Ali once Cassius Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali. Some evidently refused, and even Stan said he used to, at first, called him Muhammad, quote, Cassius Clay was a grand old name, Ali, and then he dropped that. But he was at least among the journalists who would call him Muhammad Ali. Many did not.
Right. And not just in, like, you know, Ali won the title in 64 and changed his name right after that. There were writers referring to him as Cassius Clay leading up to, like, his bout against Joe Frazier in 1971, right? Like, after the whole. And not most of them. Like, most of them sort of filtered over time from Clay to Ali. But it took, like, years and years for many of them to do that. For them, it was almost like a point of political pride or political contention.
And then he was also, and I'll let you go after this, he was also at the 72 Olympics, where you had the terrorists killed Israeli athletes, where you had the U.S. basketball team losing to Russia. But of all the stories out of that, the one that I found kind of striking was Olga Korbut. And I remember it. Like, I remember Olga Korbut being the darling of that Olympics. And he basically said he was unaware at the Olympics that what was happening, that we were all in America falling in love with Olga Korbut. And in fact, Olga Korbut didn't even win the all-around medal for women's gymnastics there. It was purely a product of TV, and it represented a sort of a shift.
Absolutely. So, like, you know, by the early 70s, that's really when you're seeing television kind of overtaking sports, right? Monday Night Football starts in 1970. Howard Cosell is becoming a celebrity. You know, television's, you know, you see the boom in pro leagues. You see expansion of team of most of the major leagues, as well as the rise of competing leagues. And that's all driven by television. And so a great example of that is Olga Korbut, because she has become like the darling of ABC's broadcast of the Olympics in 1972, but it's not a huge sports story. She's sort of this pixie-ish appealing character. And she ends up changing beyond that kind of how gymnastics is practiced. Like because she's so popular on television, it starts to reward the kind of gymnastics that she does, which is sort of more springy and athletic rather than sort of classically feminine and graceful. So it's changing the nature of gymnastics itself. TV has this huge stamp on sports that is kind of happening in the 60s and 1970s. The changes sometimes how sports are played themselves.
The book is Out of Left Field, A Sports Writer's Last Word. It's by Stan Isaacs, edited by Aram Gazuzian, and we will be at Novel tonight at 6 o'clock if you want to participate in this discussion further and get a copy of the book. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Jeff, and see you tonight.
See you tonight. Yep. So there you go. It is, well, it's something else. Mother's Day. Is it this Sunday?
It's next Sunday.
It's a week. All right. So here's the thing, though. And this is thank God for Robert Irwin Jewelers, because they come through for Mother's Day for you. If you buy $99 or more while supplies last, free Mother's Day flower bouquet. So you can go on in and get the To the Moon and Back Mother's Day diamond necklace featuring a mother and child holding hands in the middle of a crescent moon with a little chain that says to the Moon and Back engraved on it for $99. Or the diamond paw necklace, perfect gift for your pet's mom. That's $119. Or the flexi diamond bangle bracelets from $8.99 to $59.99. When you spend $99 or more, Robert Irwin Jewelers will reserve a vibrant and colorful Mother's Day fresh flower bouquet that will be ready to pick up the Friday and Saturday before Mother's Day. Plus, of course, as always, 12 months, zero interest, or take up to 60 months to pay. They've gotcha for Mother's Day at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Jeffrey, what is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They will be joined by Norton Hurd at 1:20 to talk about the EBYL. Jason Munns will join us today on G9 and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, we gave at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. We will be back tomorrow, but for now, our work is done.
The Gabe Coombs Show Afternoons.
The Gabe Show. I just love listening to him in the afternoon because he doesn't take himself too seriously.
Grizzlies, Tigers, college and NFL football. There's only one, 92.9.
Gabe Coon knows Memphis and SEC football.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Gabe Coombs Show.
Road to the NBA Finals. Underway, a new customer's FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Place any $5 bet, you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. That's right. If you're a new user, place any $5 bet, and you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get started. FanDuel is, of course, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season on the free Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. Download it today.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I feel occasional burning and stabbing in my hands as I age.
I sometimes feel numbness and tingling in my feet as I get older.
It's starting to get in the way of doing what I love.
At Nervive, we hear you and we can help. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use.
Now that I know, I'm taking control.
Try Nervive Nerve Relief and say yes to healthy nerves.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All 650 acquisitions. V30,000 miles per year, 20¢ excess mileage, Forte RE75612, MSRP 22320, EV6 P560 3393, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5 1041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/2024. Dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 Win, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10 year 100,000 mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Warmer weather means getting together with friends on a patio, but where? Owen Brennan's, that's where. The patio at Owen Brennan's is an oasis, an escape from the hustle and the bustle of life. For lunch, dinner, or cocktails, the patio at Owen Brennan's is calling your name. Answer the call.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's an...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.